Israel. So that Israel is Eicher. So then the Beis Din Shel Israel can render a judgment in accordance with the Dinei Israel. If it turns out that Bidinei Bnei Neach, so the Israel is Eicher. So then they can render the judgment in accordance with the Dinei Umesei. That's Gemara at the end of our account. The Rambam mentions it. So the Rambam says as follows: In Perek Yud, Milchus Melachim, Aloch Yidveis, Shnei Akum Shebo Lodin, with Shebo Lufanech Lodin Bnei Israel. Suppose two Akum, two Eidik Chavim, come to a Beis Din Shel Israel. They want the Beis Din Shel Israel to pass. Virotzu Shnei Lodin Din Teire Don. Hoechot Reitze Vechot Eine Reitze Ein Kefin Isi Lodin Elo Bidinei. So if two Akum come to a Beis Din Shel Israel and they want the Beis Din Shel Israel to pass, they submit to the Beis Din Shel Israel. So if both of them submit to the Dinei Israel, so then Beis Din can pass to them in accordance with the Dinei Israel, as if the litigation had been between two Jews. But suppose one Akum says Dinei Israel, the other Akum says no, so then you cannot impose upon them Dinei Israel. So then you have to pass them in accordance with their own Dinei. Hoyo Yisrael Vakum, Im Yesh Chuzli Yisrael Bidineyem, Donalim Bidineyem, Veim Rili Kardineyem, Veim Yesh Chuzli Yisrael Bidineyenu, Donalim Din Teiro, Veim Rili Kardineyenu. So it's a special halacha. What kind of a Dinei is it? I mean, so the Sefri at the beginning of Dvorim learns it out from the Posik. Ushvatit in tzedek benishu v'nochiv uvengerei. So it says shomeya b'nachichem ushvatit in tzedek. Mashein kein lehetzi if an akum and the Yisroel ibol of an acholadim. So then we can pass either b'dini Yisroel or b'dini umeseilon according to the situation in whichever deen the Israel happens to have Israel. So actually, if not for the special Zazakosuf of Shomeya bin Achichem, it wouldn't be muta. It would be a miscarriage of justice. Because Monefshach, if the Ikadin is Dine Israel, so we have to dan in Dine Israel. If the Ikadin is Dine Umeis, so we have to dan him Dine Umeis. What is it? I mean, it all depends where he has his chus. So actually, without his special tzakosuf, it would be osa as a miscarriage of justice. But there is a special heter. And the heter is based upon the Shem Roshe of Akum. What does Akum mean? Akum doesn't mean a goy. Akum means a mitchobi. So it means the Shem Roshe of Akum. Shem Roshe Echeiti of Akum. One who is Eivir and the Zayim is the Neach. So there is a special heter. So Memele, the Rambam says, V'yirani, She'ineisin keili gateshov, Elo le'ilom donim le'bidinei. So what halacha is it of a poshut? Because we see from the Sifri that without the special Kesach HaKosov, U'shvatin tzeken b'nishi b'nochiv, so it would be oser, it would be a miscarriage of justice, it would be a divus adin. Because one of Shech, either the din is determined according to Dinei Yisrael in any litigation between Yisrael and the Chavim, or is determined by the Dinei Umeis. But to be done in one case between Yisrael and the other case, that would be a nivus adin. But there is a special heter that the Bezdin is allowed to act that way. The Bezdin is allowed to act that way. As a matter of fact, from the Miri in Bovakame, it's mashma that even vis-a-vis in the Chovim, a pagan, who has the Shem Rosh Vakum, so it's only muter as long as the Chovim themselves discriminate in their judgment against Jews and they don't administer the same standard of justice toward Jews as towards non-Jews. So then there is that, because we see from the Sefri, without the special Zer Sakosuf, Ushvatim Tzadik Menishim Lochem Megerei, So it would be osir, it would be a nivus adi, it would be a miscarriage of justice. Either you have done them according to the Israel, or you have done them according to the Dinayim. But two standards, I mean, depending upon the situation, whether the schus is for the Israel, within the Israel or the schus, but it's a special heter. So Memele, the Rambam says, that special heter is based upon the Shem Roshe and Chetei of the Akum. But it doesn't apply to Gatesha. And here Gatesha doesn't mean Davke, someone who is Mikabu of Nishleisha. As long as he doesn't have the Shem Roshe and Chetei of the Kechavim, so Memele, there is no heter of Ushvatit and Tzelek, Benishu, Benochi, Leheitzi, Akum, Yisrael, Shebolu, Fanechalot. Oh, so that is a din poshut. That's not a chiddush. But, so what should we say? By Gerteshov, there is no heter. So in other words, it's a uniform standard. There has to be uniform standard. Not one case in one situation within Yisrael, one situation in Yomisei. So one could say, so by Gerteshov, there is no heter of deciding it in one case one way and the other case the other way. So it has to be uniform standard. So let's decide according to the Israel. After all, one party is a Israel. He is bound by the Israel. So we see from the Rambam not that way. So he says, "V'yir alish in eisin kinyan gateishov eloleilom donin loy bidinei eloleilom donin loy bidinei." So in other words, that where it's a gateishov, so you always have to pasken according to the own din. And that's why the Rambam says at the beginning of Halach Yedveis, Shnei Yakum Shebolu Fenech Lodin Bidin Yisrael, Virotsu Shnei Yom Lodin Din Teiro Donin, Hoyachot Reitze Vechot Eine Reitze, En Kifin Yisrael Din Elo Bidinei. Why Bidinei? Elo Bidinei Nu? So you see that when there is, because even according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam explains dinim that it means a mitzvah to appoint judges, but he's made it to the Rambam that also comes within dinim. That also comes within dinim. That they have, because we have to appoint judges, and the judges are to try not only criminal cases and to be done those who are chayav mise, but they are to done civil cases too. So there has to be a certain code. I mean, how can they try civil cases if there is no code? So mainly we have to say, and the Chasam Sefer says that even according to the Rambam, who says that dinim means that they are mechuyev to have a system of courts, but that a code of justice is also included in dinim, because the judges have to try all kinds of cases, not just criminal cases, civil cases as well. So mele, that means that dinim according to the Rambam. So b'nineach have the keach to adapt the civil code, but and that civil code, and they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. So they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code only vis-a-vis themselves, not vis-a-vis Israel. So mimele, since there is a nochi, a b'nei achi party, so mimele, even the Israel is bound by the civil code that is binding upon, even the Israel is bound by the civil code that is binding upon the Noch, if the litigation is between Israel and Noch. Oh, so Memele, this is what Pshat Rashi. When Rashi says, "Ha'elu ba'achoy shel chovim shenasal didin ba'achus edinei ve'afal pishaneisim amkabel Yisraelim." In other words, needless to mention, if one of the parties, either the neis nor the mikabel, is an akum, so of course it goes without saying we don't have resort to any chidushim. Then it's a double poshut, because then it comes within dinim. But even if the nation and the mikabel are both Israelim, so then we could say, so how could the law of the Malchus be effective? The answer is, since they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code, in regard to themselves. So if they do apply the same code to the Yisrael who live there, so it's also effective. That's the pshat of Rashi. So according to Rashi, so why is the Malchus HaDineh? Because they are mechuyev to adapt the code in regard to themselves. So that's only Shayach. The Mekayesef agrees with Rashi. That's why the Mekayesef says that it only applies to the Melech Yisrael, but not to it. It only applies to the Melech Hakam. It doesn't apply to the Melech Yisrael. Why? Because they have the Mishpat HaTorah. And Melech Hakam is mechuyev to adapt the civil code. And as Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, it doesn't mean that he is mechuyev to adapt the same civil code of the Mishpatim of the Torah. Mishpatim Bal Yidom. So he's mechuyev to adapt his own civil code according to their way of thinking. As long as it is based upon concepts of justice. So the details are to be determined by themselves. So that's only Melech Hakum. But the Melech Yisrael, he's bound by the Mishpatim of the Torah. He's not mechuyev to adapt a civil code, on the contrary. So if he adapts his civil code, it's a code that is doesn't conform to the Mishpat Torah. So it's repugnant to the Mishpat Torah. So the Meila we don't say it in the Malchus HaDineh. There's the pshat in the Mekayesef. Yeah, but Tesfos doesn't explain it on that basis. Tesfos explains it on the basis because she shoyar shalei. So when he learned Nidorim at the end of last year, so I mentioned the Gemara in Ashoreach. The Gemara in Ashoreach, the Flamet, Zion of Beis, says, מנהיים לאדום הרשלוקיש, מנהיים לביקחון משכין את כל מס יודף שלהם, גם בלי התשעון מהגורים ממוכם, מהם תקנו, אתם כן מהם, ולהם כן עם מכם, ולהם כן עם זה מזה, יוכלו יקנו זה זה, יוכלו יקנו זה זה, הוא אמרת לו, הם כן עם זה מזה, הוכי קומה, ולא הם כן עם זה מזה לגופי, יוכלו יקנו זה זה למעשה יודף, אמרת כל וחיימה, וביקחון עם ישראל כן, כל וחיימה, וביקחון עם ישראל כן, אבית כחובים ולכחובים לכל שכין ואם הנה מילה בקסם אבל בחזוק אלוהי אומר אף פה פעמי נמי יופתי אבל בשיחים so that's the הלוכי of כיבוש so אינוכי can be כאין הכיבוש there is an איסר in the top to be כיבוש the land of שיחים אבל סערה אל תוצר אסמיו אל תמוחמו and there is an איסר in the top to be Kevish from Amin and Meyof of Sichinat. So the question is, how was Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to be Kevish from Sichin? But that land that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevish from Sichin, so originally it belonged to Amin and Meyof. And then Sichin was Kevish, then Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevish from Sichin. How was he allowed to be Kevish from Sichin, the land that originally belonged to Amin and Meyof? The answer is Amnon Meyof Tiyal B'Sichay, because if Nochim can be Kein Al Dekibush. Nochim can be Kein Al Dekibush. So when Sichay conquered Amnon Meyof, certain parts of Amnon Meyof, so he acquired title over those parts, over that territory. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevesh from Sichay, so he wasn't Kevesh from Amnon Meyof, so Meyof it was Mutar. Now, so the question is, but how was Sichin able to acquire title in the territory for kibush? So we see that an akum has a king and kibush in an akum. Just as Sichin had the king and kibush against Amon Amel. So Ashkechon evit kichovim Yisrael min olon. How do we know that an Evit Chovim had a king and kibush in Israel? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv Ayesh Bimenu Shev. So we have a posik, so the Gemara mentions a special posik, that there is a king and kibush of Akum be'Akum, and the Gemara mentions another posik, that there is a king and kibush of Akum be'Israel. How about Israel be'Akum? So that's the posik in the Torah, V'achal Teshlal Levechah. So in other words, that the Israel can be Kenei al the kibush from an Akum also. So we have a posik that a Yisrael has a king kibush in an akum. We have a posik that an akum has a king kibush in an akum. That's Amin and Meyof Tiyal B'Sichin. And then we have a posik that an akum has a king kibush in Yisrael. How about Yisrael and Yisrael? We have no posik. So Mele, there is no key in kibush of Israel and Israel. Let's say, you know, in the time of the Bais Rishon, so there are Tumah Moches, there was Shivat Yehuda, there was Mamlachas Yehuda, and there was Mamlachas Yisrael, and there were wars too, unfortunately. So suppose, let's say, and it happened already, suppose, let's say, the Melech Shimrei was kibush a piece of land from the Melech Yehuda. Was he able to be a king kibush? No. He wasn't able to be able to be. Not only land, no white land, you can say so, out of soil was like that, but even mitaltov. So we couldn't halpesh all vecho. So that's Yisroel in Akum, but not Yisroel in Yisroel. There is no king kibush of Yisroel in Yisroel. So Memele, the Shita of Teis, the Ashbo Yivomes, says that the whole halochi of Dine Malchus and Dine is based upon the din of kibush. Of like, Amin Meyavti Alu Bisichel. Oh, Vayesh Menushevi. So that's the halochi, that's the reason as to why if in Malchus issues decrees, so it's effective. Because of the kibush. Who has a kiyach kibush? A melech, a malchus has a kiyach kibush. A yochi doesn't even have a kiyach kibush. But a malchus has a kiyach kibush. So the Rashbo Yivomes says explicitly that the whole din of din malchus din is grounded in the halacha of kibush. Is grounded in the halacha of kibush. So Mimele, and since the Gemara requires a special posik for Akum be Israel, and a special posik for Akum be Akum, and of course we have a special posik of Yisroel be Akum, but we don't have a special posik of Yisroel be Israel, so that means Yisroel be Akum has a kiyach kibush, has a kiyach kibush. Akum be Akum has a kiyach kibush. Akum be Israel has a kiyach kibush, but Yisroel be Israel does not have a kiyach kibush. So Mimele, since the Rashba says the Dine Malchus Dine is based upon the halacha of kibush, Dine Malchus Dine is based upon the halacha of kibush, and there is no kibush of Yisroel be Yisroel, so there is no halacha of Dine Malchus. That's the Pshat in Tesis. He says, "Bamelech Hakum, so Orachoi." What do you mean Orachoi? Orachoi? All right. So in feudalism, so Orachoi. But how about today? And in a republic, all right, you can say that on a theoretical level, so in monarchy, so on a theoretical level, everything belongs to the crown. Okay, but in a republic, everything, what President Carter owns all the real estate in the United States, no court will say that. So then, according to Teisves, the whole halacha of Din Malchus Adina shouldn't apply to a republic, it should apply only to an autocratic monarchy. No, it doesn't mean Hor Echalei because he has title. Hor Echalei means it's kovush tachas yorpi. He has the power, it is kovush, he has a police and he has an army and he can enforce everything. So Mele, so he has kibush, but Melech Yisroel has no kibush. Melech Yisroel has no kibush. Now, so why do some Rishonim mention the fact Nishiyat Yisroel, Kol Yisroel shooting ball? So he shouldn't mention Kol Yisroel shooting ball, even if Kol Yisroel were not shooting in Eretz Yisroel. So because there is no kibush of Yisroel in Israel, the answer is, if, let's say, suppose Jews will establish their own state in Chutz Loretz. In Chutz Loretz. So then, it will not, even if it will be just Jews who will be living. There was once a plan, I mean, that they should establish their own state. I'm not talking about Birbijan, that's the communists. But there was once a plan by Jewish philanthropists that Jews should establish a state in Argentina. A piece of land in Argentina should have their own state. So suppose that had been realized. Fortunately, it was not realized. But suppose it had been realized. It had been realized. So it, Al-Pidin, it wouldn't be considered like Yisroel be Yisroel. It would be considered like Akum be Akum. In other words, it would be considered like Akum be Akum. But when is it considered Yisroel be Yisroel? Now it's Yisroel, then it's considered Yisroel be Yisroel. But if it is a Chutz Loretz, even if they happen to be Jews, all right, so today they are Jews. And next year, 5 years later, 10 years later, there'll be new immigrants, so it'll be Akum. So even while all of the citizens in a certain time happen to be Jews, it's not considered like Israel, Israel. But what Tesis means is there is no kibush of Yisrael be Yisrael. There is a posik of Ligabi Yisrael Makum, Makum Beakum, Makum Yisrael, but not Yisrael be Yisrael. Alright, now. So, and the Rashbo in Vomes says in so many words that the whole halacha of Dine Malchus Dine is grounded in the din of kibush. So now we can understand, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda first, he mentions one pshat of Arisa Barsoyad mentioning that it has reference to the case of Akum of Yisroel Shalokach Sode Miakum, and the Akum had it was possession. And then the Yisroel is saying that it is the Akum Gazat. But Be'aretz Porah, so the law is adverse possession for 40 years. So that pshat is alright, he says. So over there, who was the original one to get title in the land on the basis of adverse possession? The Akum. So he, under the law of the Malchus, so the Akum got title. So it was a litigation between the original Yisrael, the Malakameh, and the Akum. So then it goes without saying that where it's a litigation between Yisrael and Akum, then of course there is a Malchus Adini, because of the mitzvah of Dini. And Rashi says, the whole chiddush of Shmuel, Dini Malchus Adini is, Aval pisha neisim amkabel Yisraeli, but if the neisim of the mikabel is goy, so then it's no chiddush, then it's another pashut. So Memele, according to that pshat, so the litigation arose originally between the Yisrael and the Akum. So vis-a-vis the Akum, so of course Dini Malchus Adini. Malchus Adini. Why? Because Akum are bound by Dini. What does Dini mean? Their own single code. They're not bound by Dini Yisrael. But according to the second pshat, so it means that the litigation is between two Jews. Reuven was the Morekame, Shimon had adverse possession for 40 years, Reuven is claiming the land from Shimon, Shimon says, under the law of Melach Poras, it's mine. So he says, we cannot say Dine Malchus Adine, unless Reuven will bring suit in court, and then the judge will render a judgment. And he'll say the title is vested in Shimon. So then we'll say Dine Malchus Adine. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are two halachas in Dine Malchus Adine. Vis-a-vis two pnineach, or even vis-a-vis a litigation between a Yisroel and a pnineach, so Dine Malchus Adine is valid on the basis of Dine. We see that if there is a litigation before a Beit Din of Yisrael between a Yisrael and a Gatishah, so then the Rambam says that the Beit Din of Yisrael has to pass exclusively in accordance with Dinayim, because that's Dinim. Even the Rambam who says that Dinim means a mitzvah to appoint Dayonim, certainly according to the Rambam. So Mele vis-a-vis to Bnei-Yach, vis-a-vis a Bnei-Yach in Yisrael, so Dine Malchus Adine is valid, is effective on the basis of Dine. Vis-a-vis to Yisraelim, so Dine Malchus Adine is not effective on the basis of Dine. On that point, Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on Rashi. Rashi holds that even vis-a-vis to Yisraelim, so Dine Malchus Adine is effective on the basis of Dine. Because since the Melech is Mechuyev to adapt a certain code vis-a-vis the Goyim in his Malchus, so Mele, if he applies it to the Israelim in his Malchus as well, so it's equal effect. That's Rashi's worry. But Rami says, no, after all, it's not mechuyev to adapt the code to Ligabi the Israels, but he won't. So it cannot be effective on the basis of Dinim. But there's another aloche on the basis of Kibush. So when is a child to say kibush? Kibush is based upon the mitzias. Let's say you know, during the Second World War, so during the years of the war, so the Polish government had a government in exile. Then they issued decrees, they had a parliament in exile, and they issued decrees, but of course no one listened to it because they couldn't enforce it. So we couldn't say kibush is based upon the mitzvahs, not upon any ideology. True, of course, according to the Polish patriots, so they had a premier, and they had every officer. But kibush is based upon the mitzvahs, that they can enforce it. So in other words, if there is a law of the Malchus that adverse possession for 40 years gives the possessor title, so when is it considered kovush? In the hands of the possessor under the law of the Malchus, if a judgment was already obtained. So then a judgment was obtained and he has an attachment, so he can go and take it, and that's all. And the policeman will always help him and do whatever he wants. Then it's kovush. But as long as the judgment was not obtained and no recourse was had to the court, so then he just abstractedly, it belongs to him under the law of the Malchus. So mainly there is no kibush. So mainly we do not say v'nei Malchus adine. This is what he says. He says, "Avolim liforish din Yisrael shemaraz b'nis chaveirei be'aretz poras dei lechazok erud memshinim distamchu ke'amelech al b'nei umosu b'vadeim v'afilu impirish v'hit la'negos al Yisrael kim shiochel Yisrael lokem schaveir b'nei Yisrael in amelech kei ve'isilon be'isom adinim v'aminog yishinik נימצא שלו יפוק הסכו של ישראל מחמסי נדין מלחוסי אלו אם כן הולך חבר לא יודעים בפני החוי שלהם. So then it's kibush. But until recourse is taken to the courts and note and the judgment is obtained, what kind of kibush is it? Is it kibush? Is it kibush? Can he, does he have a right of an attachment? No. He has to have a hearing in the court, and then the court has to decide, and who knows what the judge will decide. Maybe in spite of all the law, so the judge in his discretion will say something else, as it happens so many times. So mainly there is no kibush. When is it kibush under the law of the Malchus? When is it kibush under the law of Malchus if a judgment is obtained? So mainly you couldn't say that Arise Barsoya and Memshin, that just because there is a law of Malchus at first possession gives Shimon the possessor title, so Memele, if he's Mikadesh and Nisho with that piece of land, Shimon Kadesh is not Mikadesh. If he's Mikadesh and Nisho, after he obtained the judgment and he has a right of attachment, then it's already kibush, then you acquire title through kibush. But not before that. Not before that. So then he says, "Ushmamim and Ochel, Dafiu b'tvorim shina al noyes amalech, amrin adim al chusadine." All right, it's late already, so we'll go over it the next year. I mean, then the rest of the Rabbi is Rabbi Yehine and the Rashi, middle of the Rabbi Yehine. Now, so first, Rabbi Yehine mentioned the pshat that this is a soya da bo shniim that Eve. A Yisrael the Yisrael bought the Sade from an Akum, and the Akum had 40 years adverse possession, and then the Morikame, the Yisrael, claims that the Akum gazled it from him. So since the law in Malchus Poras was that 40 years adverse possession gives title, so Mele, even though generally the Aloch is Yisroel Abo Mach Masakum Ein Litanes Chazoke, but here Mitzad Edine de Malchuse, so if the origin, the Morekam in the Yisroel claims that, he cannot recover it. That's one pshat, and that pshat Rabbi Yehine accepts. But then there is the other pshat. He rejects. The other pshat is that if Reuven, let's say, was the Morikameh, and then Shimon had 40 years adverse possession, but there is no Taine, so the, under the law, so according to the other Pshat, in Malchus Poras, so Shimon gets title because this is the law of Malchus Poras, he rejects that. Why? So he says, because in Amelech Kefe is a modern beisadini vaminoge sheinik. So Elohim kein hola chavir modern bifnei acho Yisrael. So what's his shite? His shite is as follows. There is a distinction between a dinet malchuse in respect to two goyim, or dinet and even dinet malchuse in respect to a litigation between Yisrael and Nochi, and dinet malchuse in respect to a litigation between two Yisraelim. Vis-a-vis a litigation between two Nochim, vis-a-vis a litigation between Yisrael and Nochi, then it goes without saying that dinet malchuse is effective. Why? Because that's the halacha of dinim. Of dinim neneach, they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. So what does it mean? That we have to adapt the civil code and that it shouldn't be binding. So what's the purpose of dinim? So that means it's binding. Since it's binding in regard to the Neach, so it's binding even on the Israel in any litigation between the Neach and the Israel. That we see from the Rambam, and that we see, that of course we see from Rashi. We see from Rashi, Rashi goes even one step further. Rashi says that the whole basis of Dine Malchus Dine, the whole basis of Dine Malchus Dine, even in regard to a litigation between two Israelim, is the Dine Neneach. Because since the Melech is Mechuyev to adapt the civil code for his Umo, so even though he's not Mechuyev to adapt the same civil code in regard to the Jews who live in his country, but if he does apply the same laws, so it is equally effective. That's according to Rashi. But Rav Yehuda doesn't go so far as Rashi. And Rav Yehuda holds, no, the Melech is only mechuyev to adapt a civil code for the Bnei Neach, for Bnei Umose, not for the Israel. So Mimele, it is effective in regard to any litigation between Israel who lives in his country and a Beneach who lives in this country, but it couldn't be valid on that basis in regard to a relationship, a litigation between two Israelis. That's not his. He's not Mechuyev to impose any civil, to adapt any civil code for them. Oh, but there is a haloche of Dine de Malchuse Dine, even in regard to a litigation between two Jews. So that's based not upon dinim, that's based upon the halacha of kibush. Now, kibush is based upon the mitzvahs of kibush. As I said last time, let's say during the Second World War, when there was a Polish government in exile, all kinds of government in exile, so al pidin, their laws were null and void and no validity because if it's based upon kibush. Requires the mitzias of being kovush tachas yodom. So memele, when do we say dine malchus dine? Only if a litigation took place in court and the court already rendered a judgment and this is ready to be enforced, to be executed. So then there is kibush. But until a litigation took place in court and there is no possibility of executing the law of the Malchus, so mainly there is no mitzvahs of kibush, just on a theoretical level the law says so. So that doesn't change the din mominis. When does the din mominis change? When is the title of Reuven poka? When is the law, the din of the Malchuse capable of divesting title from Reuven and divesting title in Shimon only when it's already enforced? So when is it enforced? when the judgment is rendered, and then there is an attachment, there is an execution. So of the law, then there is kibush. But until the judgment is rendered by court, there is no kibush. So memele, title doesn't change. This is what he says. So memele. So that's why the Rabbi Yehine prefers the pshat of Arisa de Parsoye, that it has reference to Yisroel Abo Machmas Akum, and the Akum had 40 years adverse possession. So then the title changed from Ruven, the Morikame, to the Akum, while there was a litigation between a Yisroel and an Akum. So there, Dine Malchuse Dine was valid on the basis of Dine. So you don't have to resort to kibush. Mashainkin, according to the second pshat, where the litigation is between two Jews, Ruvin was the Morikame and Shimon had adverse possession of the Sodeh for 40 years. So it's a relationship between two Jews. So we couldn't say Dine Malchuse because of Dine. The Malach is not mechuyev to adapt the civil code for Jews. So Mele, so Dine Malchuse Dine is based upon kibush. So when do we have kibush? Only after the judgment is rendered. But until the judgment is rendered, so there is no kibush. So in a chaname, if let's say in a case where let's say in Malchus Poras, where the law of the country was that adverse possession of 40 years gives the possessor title in the Sode. Suppose Ruvein claimed the Sode from Shimon, and Shimon said, no, I'm not giving you back the Sode. I'm going to stay here because I'm the law of the country. So I have title. And then someone brought suit in court, Ruvein brought suit in court, or Shimon brought suit in court, doesn't make any difference. So, and then the court rendered the judgment, the title is vested in Shimon because of the law of Malchus Poras, then and then only will Shimon be considered al-Pedin as the Bairim of the Sode. But until the judgment is rendered, there is no kibush. But the Gemara doesn't say only after Arisa de Parsoye ad Mem Shinin, only after the court rendered the judgment. So the Gemara says, "Achiz d'masoy mem shnin." Period. So Memele Rav Niene rejects the second pshat and he accepts the first pshat. All right. Now then he says, "Ushpamino mehoche da'afilu b'dvorim she'inom lano esam melech amrinon dine de malchus edini amrinon dine de malchus edini." ופרקמה לגית נאמה אמרינו, תונה חוץ מגדינושים, כלימה דשתמה תונה באחו יספוס. So in other words, the Arishenim we say, and the Ramon mentions both days, that the whole Aloch of Dine Malchus and Dine applies only to Masim. Masim, or what is called eminent domain, the Malchus says the Keach, to let's say, to tear down certain buildings, and or to tear down certain trees, to chop down trees, as long as it compensates the owner of the buildings or of the trees. So that's indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus, because no Malchus could function without this power, without taxes. Could the Malchus function without taxes? So Memele, in regard to the things that are Litzirach HaMelech doesn't mean Litzirach HaMelech the private needs of the Melech. It means Melech means Malchus. So only those laws that relate to Momein but are indispensable for the Malchus. Mashein Kein, when the Malchus tries to regulate the civic matters, the monetary matters between one person and another, that's not indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus. So there are some Rishonim who say that we don't say Dine Malchus Dine. As a matter of fact, the Ran also mentions the Ran here and the Reeve and our Gemore. So he says that some Rishonim explain that's the machlokes between the first Loshon in the Gemore and the second Loshon. The first Loshon in the Gemore says Dine Malchus Dine. that is shtar that is executed by Achoy Samatone, that is executed by Achoyes, is valid, even though Goyim Akzul Neides, but in Malchus Adine. Now, this has nothing to do with the maintenance of the Malchus. So the first Loshon holds that Dine Malchus, the scope of Dine Malchus Adine is very broad, that it applies to all Dine Momnes, Binodum Chaveya, not Dafke Masim. The second Loshon says, that the Ishtama Tone that is executed by courts is invalid. But the law of the Malchus is that it is valid. The answer is, Dine Malchus and Dine is limited only to Masim. To Masim. Not to in Yonim of Benon Chavere Dine Momenes. So, and many Rishenim say that whenever there is a machleket between two Rishenim, so he passes like Rishne Basre. So the Mele, they say that the halacha is that Dine Malchus Adine is limited only to Masim. To Masim. But the Ran rejects it. So Rav Yehine says not. Ushmamina mohochet afilu bedvorem sheinon lano es ha-melech. Amrinon Dine Malchus Adine. ופרד כמה נקית נעם אמרין אותו נחוץ מגיד נושים כלאי מרדישתם אתונה באחוי ספוסו פוי ספוסו ולא אמרין אותו כמה לא נדיד מלכוס הדינה ולא יקי דוח ליש נדיד מרוסו דיתם מסליש נדיד מלכוס נעם. But all the Rishenim agree that L'chol HaPoches, in regard to Masim, so we say, Dine Malchus Adine. Now, how is it, let's say, now, Rabbi Yehine, but we have to say, that Rabbi Yehine, who says that Dine Malchus Adine applies to all Dine Momenes, but only after the court rendered the judgment, that's only in regard to Dine Momenes that are not indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus. But those things that are indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus, so even if a court judgment was not rendered, let's say in regard to taxes, Rabbi Yehine wouldn't say that in regard to taxes, only when the court rendered the judgment that a certain person is liable because he is delinquent in the payment of the taxes, then it becomes a chayv. No, that's a gemara mefureshes mevakame. The dine malchus adine is of course alvose without a court judgment. Why? Because anything that is litzirach hamalchus is constitutes a relationship between a Yisrael and the melech. Because if it's litzirach hamalchus, if it doesn't affect the functioning of the Malchus, so Memele, it's a relationship between one Jew and another. So Memele, it's none of the Melech's business to regulate the relationship between one Jew and another, except if the court rendered the judgment, so then it becomes valid on the basis of Kibush. Because it is Kovush Tachazila. But until the court renders a judgment, so there is no kibush. Masha'inkin, in regard to taxes, that's a relationship between the melech and the Yisrael. So over there, we don't have to resort in regard to any monetary relationship or litigation between a nochri and Israel, so we don't have to resort to the halacha of kibush. There it's based upon dinim. So Texas, even without a court judgment, we say dinim malchus adine. But in matters that do not affect the melech or the malchus, so there it's a relationship between one Jew and another. They are, according to Rabbi Yehine, so the Dine Malchus Adine is based upon Kibush. When we have a chetimtza of Kibush, only after the court rendered the judgment. But it doesn't. But suppose, let's say the law of the country gives one Jew a right of attachment without recourse to court. So then Rav Nieyeh would be made, we'll soon see. Rav Nieyeh would be made that even without the court judgment. So we say, Dine Machuzene, when does Rav Nieyeh require a court judgment? This is only when the court, when the Malchus itself doesn't execute the law until there is a court judgment. So Memela, until there is a court judgment, so there is no kibush. But if the law enforce, if the law allows, let's say, one Jew to execute the law without recourse to court, so then we have kibush without the court judgment. Now we'll see that. In Simen Shin Samachtes Sifches V'chein Melech Shekol Asalechus Ma'avodov V'shamoshov Yamdine V'lokach Zodeyu V'chatzirei Eini Gezel U'mutal Elisbo V'alikchom Ha'melech Ha'roi Yushalei V'nabai Limitzini Yisomiyodei. אבל מלך שלא כך סוד ללחוץ השלו יחוד, בני המדינה שלא יבידים שחוק כך, הרי זה גז להם, ולקיח ממנו מצין הבאי למיודע, כל שודו וכל דין שייך תיקו יסי המלך לכל, ולא יהיה לו דומך עוד בפני עצמי, הנה גזל, וכל שייקח מזה בלבד, שלא יקדס הגדוע לכל, אלו חומוס, איזה, הרי זה גזל. ואם חוק כך לבלום נסחות, כי כן שחוק כך למעל מל ובריא בסיס הדובו, יש אמרים ואמרים הבריאים למלכוס הדינה, הויל ונחוק לכל, יש אמרים ואמרים הדין מלכוס הדינה, אלא במסים ומכסים התלויים בקרק, כי המרגיזה של יודירו בארץ כמדר הזה, אבל בשור דבר מוי, not in all the moments, only massive things that are necessary for the proper functioning of the Malchus. That's one notion. V'yeish emrim u'svir alei da'amurinam b'chol dova dine malchus edine. Chol dova dine malchus edine. V'lochei ha'mal v'alamashkin yochil imochei acha shono hoil v'chein dine malchus edine. Then he says v'chein u'ikya. So there are more paskins like the Shichas Rishenim that dine malchus edine is not limited only to Masim. And he says therefore, if somebody is malvala mashkin, and the law of the country is that when somebody is a malvala mashkin, the malve has the right to sell the mashkin. Let's say, in the day of the maturity of the debt, if on the day of the debt matures, so the leave did not pay up the debt, so then the law of the country allows him to sell the mashkin, then he can sell the mashkin. Now the question is, how about Rav Nieyeh? Rav Nieyeh says that we only say din malchus edine after the court rendered the judgment. The answer. So why does he say that he is allowed to sell the mashkin, but there is no court judgment? The answer is it's not. He is able to enforce it, but until the court renders a judgment, he is not able to enforce it. So there is no kibush. There is no kibush. Vashem came in the law of the country in this specific situation is that the person can enforce it without recourse to court, so then there is kibush without the court judgment. Here the law of the country was that the malve who has the mashkin, the security in his hand, in his possession, so on the day when the debt matures, if the leave doesn't pay the debt, he is entitled to execute himself, and he doesn't have to have recourse to court. So maybe there is kibush already. So that's why, even according to Rav Nieyeh, it would be effective. All right, now. Now, so he says, ובר כמה נגיד נמה אמרים אנטון החוץ מגיד נושים כדי משתם אנטון באחוי איס פוסט. That's the second one. That's one pshat. So in other words, so according to then pshat, so he says, he concluded that we do not say dinei malchus dinei in regard to a relationship between one Jew and another prior to the rendering of the judgment by the court. So he says, ובקמני גיתנה מה אמרינו, תונה חוץ מגדינושי, תלעים עד נשתמתונה באחוי ספוס. Why is it possible? דיני מלכוס הדיני? The answer is, that דיני מלכוס הדיני, דיני מלכוס הדיני is only shayach after the court render the judgment. But here the Mishnah doesn't say, כל השתונה סוילס באחוי שלו ודיכחובי, השתמתונה, is valid, every shtar, including shtamatone, is valid after the court rendered the judgment. Because the Mishnah says tam, kol ha'shtore so'ilis b'achoy shel v'chovim, even if recourse is not had in court. And after all, it's a nisa gomor, it's a nisa d'raise, to have recourse in court between one Jew and another. Ela mishpot ma shetosim lifneyem, so what to be, she asking him. So we couldn't say that when the Mishnah says, kol ha'shtore so'ilis, ho'ilim b'achoy shel v'chovim, it has reference to the stage when the court judgment was already rendered. That's even more sad. So it means even without the court judgment being rendered, it's valid. So Mimele, the second Moshe, says that when it says Kol Hashtores Machilu Chovim, it doesn't mean Mishtamatone, but it means Chutz Meichig Itinosh. So this is how he says V'lo Yamrinon Kaimulon the Dine Malchusi. So in other words, so far, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that actually on that point itself, there is the machlekes between the first motion now, Gemara, and the second motion. Just as the Ran says, in the name of certain Rishen, the Ran himself is chelik on that chick. And so he mentions, there are some Rishenim who say, that the first lotion that says Dine Malchus Dine holds, that Dine Malchus Dine applies to all Dine Mamas. The second lotion that says Tonechutz Mechigde Noshim holds, that Dine Malchus Dine applies only to Masim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda here in the first lotion, so he says a similar shite, but with the modification. He says, the first lotion holds that Dine Malchus Dine applies to all Dine Momenes and it is valid even before the court renders a judgment. Because since, true, it's based upon Kibush, but since he is able to enforce it through court, so mainly it's considered to have Kibush. So it's considered to have Kibush even before the court renders the judgment. That's why the first question says that Kol Hashtores Ho'ilim B'Achoy Shel V'Chovim implies that Ishtamatone executed by Achoyes is valid even though recourse to courts did not take place. Why? Because since there is a possibility to have it enforced to courts, even though it might take a year or two or three, but as long as there is a possibility to have it enforced to courts, and even though Al-Pedim it's also to have recourse to courts, because of Hila Mishpot Mashatos Lifneyem Veloi Lifneyakum. But since it is possible, so Mimele it's considered to be Kibush even before it is enforced by the courts. That's why the first Loshe says that Kol Hashtores Ho'ilim B'Achoy Shel V'Chovim, so it's valid even though a judgment by the court was not rendered. So then the second Moshe says, no, Tonechutz Mechagide Moshe, because Tudin Malchus Dine not in the Momenes, but only on the basis of Kibush. So it's only after the court rendered the judgment, but not before the court rendered a judgment. And we pass by the second Moshe. So this is what they said. Uvifere kamene git nama amrinon, תנחוץ מחיד אנושים, כלים על השתם, התונה באחוי ספוסל, ולא יאמרין און קיימל און דין מלכוסה, לא יקידוך נשנה, דין מרוס און דין מסליש ודין מלכוסה. Then he says, ולי נראה, דלא חב לי לא סומתו נחוץ מחגיד נושים, ולא אם נשאר לי לא משום לדין המלכות, זה לפי ש... לפי שין המלך מפקיע מומן ישראל אצל חברי, אלו כל זמן שהוא בו לא דעים באחוי שלהם. היל כך, אף על פי שאיסי ישראל שטר לחברי, באחוי סיים, לא יוסו ולא יקלו. לא יוסו ולא יקלו. אופי, לישני ניקום הרוסם טיין מסניס, משום דיני מלכוס, פירוש שאישי נעמיך יוכל ארזבי, עיד, שכבר הופקו ממנו הסוד בדין מלכוס, וכשיחזיק בו הלא, יזכה בו ולא יבשטר עצמי זכה בו, וכמי שעתו אימי בשטור אימך ביזוז אקוני. אינה מאפשר שכינים בשטר, למה הוא נעשה, what did he say? So, the first lotion before the linear, he said that that the machlokes between the two lishenes is on that question. Both lishenes agree that the malchus dinah applies to all dinamites. But the first lotion in the Gemara in Gittin holds that it applies immediately, it becomes effective immediately, even before the court renders its judgment. The second lotion says that the malchus dinah is effective only after the court renders its judgment. Then he says no. He says, while it is true that Dine de Malchus Dine, the Dine de Malchus Dine, he says, there is no machlekes between the first lotion and the second lotion, and the question as to whether Dine de Malchus Dine is effective immediately or only after recourse is had in courts. No, takes place in courts. Both Lashenis and Gemara in Gittin agree that Dine Malchus Dine is only effective after the court renders a judgment. But until the court renders a judgment, there is no mitzias of Kibush. But there is, even though the mitzias of Kibush takes place only after the court renders a judgment, but there is another aloha of Dine Malchus Dine. Now, the Rashbo Yivomes explained Dine Malchus Dine on the basis of Kibush. The Rashbam Guru Basra explained it on the basis of something else. The Rashbam Guru Basra Dafn Dalet, Roma Shmuel Dine Malchus Dine. כל מסים והנוניאס ומנהוגי של משפטים מלוכים שרגילים להניג מלכוס המדינאו שכל בני המלכוס מקבלים עליהם מרצינו חוקי המלך ומשפוטו והילקר דין גומרו ואין למרזיק ומחברי על פחיק המלך הנוג בי המשם גזר. He explains it on the basis of another concept, not as the Rashbo Yivomes explains it on the basis of Kibush, but he explains it because, now the Rambam says, of course, this Rashbam is based upon what Rambam says. The Rambam says, the Rambam says in Pirkei Milchus Zilva Veide, הלוכי יוזיין חס אספלוס, מלך שקור הסילוני של בלבטים, ועושו מהם גשר, מוטל אברולוב, וחיין עם הורס בוטים, ועושו דרך, חויכימו, מוטל הניסבו, וחיין כל קייצים הזה, שדין המלך דין, במדלום אמורים במלך, שמדבי יצי בייסן הערוציס, שהרי הסכימו לו בני יסו אורץ, ויסום חודייתון, שהוא אדניהם, והם לא יעבודים, אבל אם אין מטבעי יצא, הרי הוא כגזלן בל יזריע, וכמו חבור הסליסטין המזויונים, שאין דיניהם דין, וכי מלך זה וכל עבודו, גזלון אין לכל דבר. איך לא כל דבר? So he says, דין מלכות זה דיני, applies only to a מלך, whose coin circulates in the country. So that's an indication that the בני המלכות, the people of the country, they approve of his dominion. But if the coin of the Melech doesn't circulate, so then it doesn't have a din of a Melech. he's a reish listi. In other words, malchus, that's a very important halacha here. In other words, that who is considered al pedin as a melech only if the people want him as a melech. But if somebody rules over the people by force against their will, then he's not a melech. Then he's a reish listi. Now, so of course, today there is a democratic process, so there is a way, the criterion whereby we determine as to whether the people approve of one's dominion or not is by an election. But in the ancient times, there was no such system as an election. But that did not mean that we couldn't determine as to whether the people approve of the malchus of a certain melech or not. Whenever a melech assumed the throne, so then he made a special coin. Every melech, every new melech, made a special coin. And then, if the coin circulated in the country, so that was an indication that the people approved of it. If the coin did not circulate in the country, so it was an indication that the people did not approve of his dominion. So in other words, so that means Dine Malchus and Dine, we only say in regard to a melech whose people approve of his dominion. So Memele, any, if the people approve of his dominion, so that means that any law passed by the melech, even though it's not a democracy, it's a monarchy, and even though it's an autocratic monarchy, but as long as the people approve of this autocratic monarchy, so any law passed by the Malchus has the consent of the Bnei Amdine. So that's why Dine the Malchus and Dine. Because Kol Tnai Bidobo Shebimomein is not guessed. Anything that a person does with the consent of the owner is not guessed. Is not guessed. If I, let's say, move into somebody else's apartment without the issues of the owner of the apartment, so I'm a gazlan. Kakein nixeles, but an isa gazlan there is. So I'm a gazlan. So, but if the owner gives me issues, so then I'm not a gazlan. Now, so we apply the halacha of Rubik Kikule here too, in regard to a country. So if the Rivne Amdine give issues, so then it's not gezel, even though there is a new Amdine who object. So Mele, if the Melech does not have the approval of the Amdine, then he doesn't have a din of a Malchus. Then he's a Rishlisti. So when do we say din of Malchus a din only when the Melech has the approval of the Amdine? So Mele, since he has the approval of the Amdine, so he represents the Amdine. And any law passed by the Melech is considered like a law passed at a plebiscite, you see, by all the Bnei Amdine. So, because the Bnei Amdine gave their approval. So, maybe it's not Gezel. He says, Shekol Bnei Amalchus Mikabli Malayim Miritzinom, Chuki Hamelechom Mishpotov, Vilkar Din Gomohu, Veili Marzik Bimome Chavirei, Al Pichik Hamelech, Hano Buyir Mishim Gezel. Now, so, but if it is based upon the fact, so according to Rashbam, it's not based upon kibush, but it's based upon the fact that the melech represents the Bnei Amdine, and anything that the melech says, so is reality, is the law passed by the Bnei Amdine. So maybe it's not gezel, because anything that one does with the consent of the owner is not guessed, but that does not mean that he acquires title. Now let's say, so the Melech says that if Ruven, who owns a certain sode, executed a deed in Achoyes, and by this deed, so title is to be transferred to Shimon. So even though the Chismim are Agoyim and it's not Ishtar, kosher, but it is valid because Dine Malchus Dine. The Malchus says so. What does it mean the Malchus says so? The Bnei Amdine say so. So what does it mean the Bnei Amdine say? The Bnei Amdine don't have a keach to change title, but whatever is done with the consent of the Bnei Amdine is not gezel. So that means if there hadn't been Aloch of Dine Malchus Adine, so then if Shimon would take possession of the Tzodeh with Reuven objecting, he would be a gazlan. Even though Reuven executed the shtar that was in the achor by food achoyes, but since there is Aloch of the Malchus Adine, so it meets the approval of the Adine. It's not gezel. So if Shimon will be mishtamish in the Tzodeh, he's not a gazlan. But how can Shimon acquire title? If Reuven will give me rishus to occupy Yisode, will I acquire title in Yisode just because he gave me rishus? If he gave me rishus, so then to take over the Yisode, so then if I do take over the Yisode, I'm not a gazlan. But until I make him Isaac Kinyan, I cannot acquire title. But the afkimin is this. If, let's say, Reuven gives Shimon rishus to take over his sode, and then Shimon gets on the sode, and he's marzik, and he makes a kinyan, then he's kenyan. So he's kenyan for the kinyan chazoki, not because it meets the approval of Reuven the owner. But the afkimin is, if Reuven had not given his rishus to Shimon, so even if Shimon made the kinyan chazoki 1,000 times, he wouldn't acquire title, because it would be gezel. In view of the fact that Reuven gave rishus to Shimon to be marzik in Yisode, then Shimon, in pursuance of that rishus, of that license, made the kinyan chazoki in Reuven Sode, so then Shimon acquires title. So how does Shimon acquire title? To the kinyan chazoki, not to the rishus. But the rishus was important, because without the rishus from Reuven, so the kinyan chazoki wouldn't be effective. So the same thing is true of Dine Malchus. If the Dine Malchus says that ishtar executed by Achoyes, shtamatone v'achoyes is valid, so that means that if Shimon makes a kinyan chazoki in the sode, so then he's kene with that kinyan chazoki, and it's not gezel. If there hadn't been a din malchus, even if he made the kinyan chazoki, he wouldn't be kene. So this is when the Gemara says in the first lashon din malchus dine, the Gemara doesn't mean din malchus dine that by the royal fiat itself, so title changes from Reuven to Shimon. That not, because the shtar that was signed by Goyim is a posle shtar. But in view of the fact that the royal fiat declared that title does change through a deed that is executed in court, so mele, when Shimon takes possession of the sade and he makes a kinyan chazoki, then that kinyan chazoki is not biter as gezel. So mele, he is able to acquire title through the kinyan chazoki. V'linire, v'loch ha'amrinon hosem tone chutz m'doshim, v'loi mishaminon, mishun din malchuse. L'fishin ha'melech mafki amom yisroi yitzel ha'deirei, elo kol zman shu bolodin b'achoy shulem, hilkach af al pi shu oise, Yisroel shtar l'chavir b'achiseyem l'osav l'iklum. So he reiterates his chidesh. The second lashon says that it's not valid. Why? Because true dinei malchus dinei applies to all dinei momenes, but only on the basis of kibush. So when is the kibush? Only after the court rendered the judgment. But prior to the time that the court rendered the judgment, so title doesn't change. That's why the second lashon says tonechus b'kedin lashon. Oh, so what is the svore of the first lashon? Ufum vishne likom arosom taimim maslis mishum dinei malchus perushe shin amiche yoch larzavei שכבר הופקו מן העסודה בדין המלכוסה וכשיעסיק בו הלו יסקי בו ולא ימשטר עצמי זה יחבו וכמי שעתאים יבשטורים איך הביזו זה קונה. And the first lotion is not chilek on the second lotion. The first lotion also agrees with the second lotion. The din malchuse dine is only shayach after the court rendered the judgment. Still, the first lotion says, the Mishnah says, kol ashtoris imachuse lukhovim, kshirim shtamaton is kosher, not that it is kosher per se, but because of the din of malchuse, so mele shimen can acquire title in the sode through the chazoke, but only after he made a kiyin chazoke. But without the din malchuse, even after he made a kiyin chazoke, he wouldn't be able to get shimen. So that's the first loshen. The second loshen says no, but that's not the pshat in the mishne. The loshen of mishne is mashma that it is effective per se. So mele he limits it only to shtori raye, not to shtori kiyin. But actually, according to Rav Yehuda, there is no machlekes between the first loshen and second loshen. See, there is only machlekes as to the pshat in the mishne. Accord, both lishenis agree. The dine malchus dine is only effective after the court rendered the judgment. And both lishenis agree that if, let's say, shimen, the kabel matone, so did enter upon the land and did make a kinyan chazoke, then he acquires title. The shaila is, what does the Mishnah mean? When the Mishnah says, klash tore sei li bachir shal yuchovi, ksheirim, does the Mishnah mean ksheirim per se? Or the Mishnah means by ksheirim that it's possible for him to acquire title? So the first question says the pshat in ksheirim is that it's possible for the mikabel to acquire title. So the mele says, the second motion says no. When the Mishnah says ksherim, it means ksherim per se. So mele, we have to say tonei chutz machil noshim. But there is no machlekes in the din, in any din, between the first motion and second motion. There is only machleke between the two mishnayos as to the pshat and the Mishnah. Alright. Then he says, iname efshar shekeinim bishtar uchidu amrinus. In other words, so what Rav Yehuda says, that there are two alochas of din malchus dine. One aloche is that anything that the melar does is considered alpedin as being done by the bnei amdili. And anything that in din momenes that is done with the rishus of bnei amdili is not guest. But that doesn't change title. By itself, that only means that the mikabel matone is able to acquire title for chazoke, but until he makes a king chazoke, he doesn't acquire title. Then there is another aloche of din malchus dine that is based upon kibush, but kibush is only shayach if the court rendered already judgment. So then there is an execution of the law. So then there is kibush, but until it's possible to execute the law, there is no kibush. So title doesn't change. Then he says something else. Ina me efsha shekinim bishtar uchidu amrinu hosom haisi tuse kanye bi asre din higeli miknebo vidinim alchuse namiki minogav aliyis. So in other words, so he says another pshat. You see, because according to the first pshat in Rabbi Yehine, which is really the second, so in Rabbi Yehine, so then there is no machlekes between the first loshen and second loshen. The machlekes between the first loshen and second loshen is only in regard to the pshat in the Mishnah. The first loshen holds that when the Mishnah says ksheirim, it doesn't mean ksheirim the title changes, but ksheirim that he has an opportunity to acquire title. And the second loshen holds no, that ksheirim means that ksheirim per se, not through chazoke. So mele, he says that the pshat in the Mishnah is chutz machil noshim. Now he says there is a machlekes between the first loshen and the second loshen. Say loshen and second loshen. That the first loshen holds the title changes even without litigation taking place in court, without a judgment being granted by court. And the second loshen says no, title can only change in this case after the court rendered the judgment. So we understand the second loshen. But what's the pshat in the first loshen? So he mentioned the Gemara in Bometzien is an esha da finale. Hai simtuse kanyi. What does simtuse mean? Simtuse means minek. Minek. What is minek? So the Gemara says, if there is a minek among merchants that when they consummate a transaction, a mekach, so they make a reshem, they make a mark, let's say, on the merchandise. Let's say, in many places, in many places, so it was known, Bisman Chazal, that when people, a mecher and lekeach consummated, a mekach, let's say, of material, let's say, of wool or linen or something, so then the mecher and lekeach, in order to indicate, to symbolize that they consummated the section, they both made a mark on the merchandise. Now, something similar exists in the diamond industry. So in diamond industry, which is in the hands of Jews, and most of them are European Jews who came over from Antwerp, so the practice is, the universal practice is, when they consummate a transaction, they shake hands and they wish themselves mazel brochim. So now, that is, I once said it in Torah in New York, between two diamond merchants, it was in Torah, in $8 million. And so I had to be gave Aides. So many testified that this is the universal practice in the diamond industry. So when they consummate a transaction, they don't do anything else, but they shake hands and they wish themselves mazel broche. And some of them even make l'chaim. All right, but that is not that is not miyakev. For the shaking hands and wishing, l'chaim is the miyakev. I mean, this is the universal practice. That's in Tuset. So in other words, let's say, if one diamond merchant sold the diamond to another, negotiated with another diamond merchant about the sale of a diamond, so if let's say they shook hands and they wished themselves mazel broche, that means that the keiach acquired title. That's in Tuset. The Chasam Sefer says that the kinyan of Sintuse is midrais. The Chasam Sefer says it's not in the Kones Chachamim, but it's midrais. So he says efcha shekeinim bishta uchidam binen hosom hay Sintuse kanye biasre din nigel miknebo vidinin malchuse name. So in other words, that's the machlekes between the first portion and the second portion. The first portion holds that the pshat in the Mishnah is kol ha'shtoreis. Hoi, v'achoi sholim v'chovim, avo pishach ismeilim v'chovim, is kshelim, because din malchus edine. So what does it mean according to the first portion? Kshelim, that title changes through the execution of the Shtamatone in court. How does it change? But after all, Dine Malchus Dine is only Shayach. After the court rendered the judgment, and here the court didn't render the judgment. No, but there is a Haloche. There is a Haloche of Sintuse, Minek. And since this is the law of the country and the people of the country, they are all naik according to the law of the country. So Mimele, so since the law of the Melech is that when a deed is executed in court, so then that the ownership should change. So Mimele, that means that in the Mineg of the Bnei Amdine, this is to consummate the Mekach. So Mimele, title changes. There's the first lashon. So the question is, so why does the second Lashon Chilek? I mean, Simtuse, there is no Machlekes on the union of Simtuse. There is no Machlekes on the union of Simtuse. So the answer is, I think that's a pshat. If there is a universal practice among merchants that a certain act should be symbolic of the conclusion of the transaction, whether it consists of a tkias kav or of a handshake wishing themselves mazel broche, it doesn't make, or making a mark on the merchandise, it doesn't make a difference. So that changes ownership. That's interesting. But only if the minek, the second lashon say holds, if let's say among diamond merchants, so there the custom is to shake hands and wish themselves mazel broche, and the purpose of this handshake is to consummate the transaction. That's why we do it. to consummate the transaction. So Mimele did change his ownership. Mashain Kei, in Ishtad, Ishtamatone that is executed, Ishtamatone that is executed by court, so there, the Bnei Amdine, of course, the universal practice at all times, today in Bizman Chazal, was that when you sell land, you execute the deed. Why do you execute the deed? The purpose is not that through the deed, title should change, and even if the law of the country recognizes that through the execution of a deed, title changes, but that's not the reason as to why a deed is executed. The reason as to why a deed is executed when land is transferred is because the one who buys a piece of land wants to have some evidence in his hand. It's really the purpose of resorting to a deed is that it should be used as evidence in order that the other party shouldn't be able to deny it. So it's this mineg is not done deliberately for the purpose of consummating the mekach. When diamond merchants shake hands and wish themselves mazel broche, so they do it exclusively for the purpose of consummating the mekach. But when two parties carry out a transaction and they sell a piece of land, So the reason as to why they resort to the execution of a deed is not to consummate the mekach, in order that there should be evidence of the transaction. And on the contrary, the minig is, as it appears from the Gemara, in Rav Basra, that the minig is that the transaction should be consummated by the payment of the money. But they resort to the execution of a deed in order to have evidence in their hands. So that's the shaila. That's the machlekes between the two lishenes and the gemara. The first loshen says dinei malchus hadinei, and the moment the shtar is executed, so memeile tight ownership changes on the basis of simtuse, because the minhag is that whenever they sell a piece of land, they execute the shtar. The second motion says, through the minigis, whenever they sell a piece of land, they execute a deed. But they don't execute a deed deliberately for the purpose of consummating the transaction. They execute a deed because they want to be sure, they want to be secure of their ownership. So Mimele, since it is not done deliberately for the purpose of consummating the transaction, but in order to have evidence, so Mimele, it's not simtuse. And the first lashon holds, it doesn't make any difference what the intention is, whether the intention of doing it is for the purpose of consummating the transaction or in order to have evidence, as long as that is the practice, so Mimele, we have the kinyan simtuse. This is what Tanya says. Iname, efshe shekinim bishtar, uchidu amrinon hosom, haisim tuse kanye, bi asra de nigel e miknebo, vidine malchuse dine name kimenoria. Kimenoria. All right. Now, on that question, as to whether the aloha of dine malchuse dine, applies only to a Melech Hakum, or it applies to a Melech Yisrael as well. So we see the Teisves in Nidorim says it only applies to a Melech Hakum, not to Melech Yisrael. And according to Teisves, the reason is why it doesn't apply to a Melech Yisrael is because the Aloch of Din Malchus Adina is grounded in the Din of Kibush. And Kibush is only Shayach. The Gemara mentions a posik for Kibush of Akum Be'akum. And the Gemara mentions a posik of Kibush of Akum B'Yisrael. And the Gemara mentions a posik of kibush, for or not the Gemara. I mean, there's a posik, of course. The Gemara mentions it too. There's the posik in the Torah. So, but there is no posik of kibush of Yisrael be Yisrael. So that is stasis reason as to why by Melech Yisrael the Aloch of Din Malchus Din doesn't apply. From the Mukiyeseh in Nidorim says the same thing, but he mentions another reason. Because according to the Mukiyeseh, the basis of the Malchus Din is the Aloch of Din, as Rashi says. But so Mimele, it applies to Melech Hakum, because the Melech Hakum is Mechuyev to adapt this code. But the Melech Yisrael is not Mechuyev, we have Dinim. We have the Mishpatim of the Torah. So the Mele, there is the Aloch of Dinim, Malchus Dinim, doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. This is, so in other words, according to Tesis and according to Mekiyesev, the Aloch of Dinim, Malchus Dinim applies only to Melech Hakum, not to Melech Yisrael. But for different reasons. According to Tesis, it doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael because there is no kibush of Yisrael be Yisrael, and according to Yisef it doesn't apply because it's not shayach to say dinim, because the Yisrael, the Melech Yisrael is bound by the dinim of the Torah. He doesn't have to make any new dinim. However, it seems that most Rishonim are chelik. Now the Rambam is chelik and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. So the Rambam says, it doesn't make any difference whether he's a Melech Hakum or Melech Yisrael. And the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Ramo, they both pass from like the Rambam. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah. Viloid el sham avriach mimecha ze iver al yisigzl.
We discussed the whole sugya, but we didn't go over the Rashi. We both say that Tana Chutz Mechidit Noshim. Tana Chutz Mechidit Noshim, Kol Shtori Shem Kikidit Noshim, Kshal Vyashtar Adol Nikma, Vayinam Eshtam Atom, Vadi Name Dimotze El Nishnuye Be Yimisir Yisroel, Dinu Mashu Nishtom, El Shini Yitzchukyu Yishanin Ol Yirochi, Do Pachim Nalom Yitone Seif Erev Shimem, Vizdezul Ol Nishnuye, Shinis Vroki Nikimai, Aho Gav Dir Kimne, So in some, the Mashal is Mechle, Aho Gav Dir Kimne Ol Yirubi Nimisir, Hanu Mil Tanekam Di Praise, Dinoch Esol Nyone, U Pachim Nalom Yitone Shmo Mikim Chuber. Why is that Mashal Mechle? Because it's Muchach from Tesis, the Tesis did not have that whole paragraph in the text of Rashi, because Tetzve says the Kashi, the same Kashi that Rashi asks. So that's the reason as to why the Mashal is Mechi. Adam gab di ikimino liu bin the Sire, hanu milo ta nekam di breiz, di noch eslo miyot, upachim na lo veikal nishmo, di ikim nechube, aber dekhle tritzel beoche, aber tsa kam imas nis, no loch miyot, di ikim nishmo, lo ikimino leikirab lezer, rabshinu zon tfodezer, ta nekam lo isyo. So Rashi raises this question. The Gemara asks the Kasha. How does the Mishnah say Kol Hashtoris, implying give Mishtar Matone, but Mishtar Matone is a Chas V'Balme? So the Gemara gives two terutzim. One is Dinei Malchus Dinei, and the other terutz is that when the Mishnah says Kol Hashtoris, it does not have reference to Mishtar Matone. Why couldn't the Gemara give a third terutz that it has reference to Mishtar Matone? not at the base of the Malchus Adine, but it is reference to the case where Ba'ayin Misire, and the Kohen Trablez, so it's kosher in Misire. So Rashi gives the Teret, since that Reb Shimon goes in Kohen Trablez, so it's mashma, the Tanakam of the Mishneh goes according to everybody, not only according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one who goes according to Reb Shimon. But the Tanakam of the Mishneh goes according to everybody. Now, the question is, what the price of the Gemara said that? So, and the Limud Maskone. So the Tanakam also, the Tanakam of the price accords with Reb Shimon. So he says, in the Braise we have no other alternative. Because the Gemara is cautious. Why didn't he mention Shlishmo? Why didn't he mention Mechubea? So we have to resort to that Teretz. But here we have no difficulties. So why say that the Tanakam of the Mishneh goes only according to Reb Shimon? When he can give the better Teretz, the Malchus Adine, or the Chutuk and Moshe, so then it can accord with everybody, not just according to, not after with Reb Shimon. This is what Rashi says. All right, now let's see the cases. Chas v'bam, pirish bekuntres, da v'motzo v'shmui yere in misirah v'lezari. El v'shmui yetrike hu, dolim pachim alom nisei v'Reb Shimon v'shitos v'Reb Lezer, michlal v'rei shelav v'Reb Lezer, v'koshe da'at ha'abitirus di misirah v'Reb Lezer, mishal mas chone, mishal yetikot alom nisei v'Reb Lezer v'dushin, dimloim misirah, u'chemei av'Reb Lezer v'Reb Lezer v'Reb Lezer v'Reb Lezer v'Reb Lezer v'Reb Lezer that the Mashal had, the Tesis did not have the whole paragraph starting with Avogad the Kinoil after Tarakam Yisvirolei in the text of Rashi. Because if Tesis had it in the text, so why does Tesis say Adar Abatir of the Messina of Rabbeinu Mishal Maskone? Rashi himself points out that it's Mishal Maskone. But he says that's only Avogad the Mishne, but not in the Braise. So it's Mashma. The Tesis did not have this paragraph in the text. That's the reason why the Mashal is Mechel. But even though, even assuming that Rashi did not slide it, but we have to say the same thing. I mean, we have to say the same thing, whether it's part and parcel of Rashi's Loshon or not. We have to say the same thing as it adds on Tesis Kashi. Alright. So then the question remains, the kasha remains, why doesn't the Gemara say that when the Mishnah says Kashtor Asirim Achoish and Kovim, the Mishnah is reference to Mishnah Matonos, but not because of the Malchus Adinei, because of the Mishnah. So, the Rebbe gives a very simple text. Veimari, the Chehelich HaNifasim HaMigyet, Ab Beit Mishnah, Mishnah is Mivokim, בשביל דיון לא עושה למסמך עליי, לא ידעי מסירי ישראל, או חמה מפסמים בשתם התונה, לא ידעיק לכך אום להאמין, אומר לו בשתור אם יהיו גורמי אחר, שאין לראי, ואין נעשה על פעילוס המשל קיניין, מסתי של קיניין, ארו שתם התונה כושר דיכן מדראי, זה על פי ישיר מקשיר ושעס מסירי, בו, מדרבונון, איבן, if the are in Misire, so it's possible because of Misire in Teichei. Now that seems to be so poshut. Why doesn't Rashi give that Teretz? Why does Rashi have to give that Deichak Teretz that Gemara doesn't want to apply it according to Reb Lezer? Because since Reb Shimon mentions Reb Lezer, so it's mashma Tanekame agrees with, can accord with everybody, even with Reb Meir. Why does Rashi say that the same Teret that Tesis says? That Monefshech, that justice by get, so even we the Yisrael, and James Milwaukee, so it's possible, so Mashta Matone also. So obviously we have to say that Rashi holds that there is a distinction between get and Mashta Matone. But how can Rashi say that? It's a Gemara Mefuresh, yes, it's an Hedra. How he shtamatonte da mechsim alo tri gisem. So the Gemara says, so kosoba gisem mechshere sa ba yisete mizuyif mitirche midar bada mizuyif mitirche. So it's Gemara mefoneshes. I mean, that's the Gemara that Tesis The thing is the clear dalet on the dalet. The of Hima Tante Dabh Sima with three geese.
So
according to what we said last time, a week ago, when we mentioned the apparent stira between two rashes, Taftes on the base and Yud on the Dalet. Now, Taysis that Dalet says that the music, the Psuach music, the Teichri is based upon the Choshe, the Xeira and the Choshe, maybe Bezin will be Simich on that Shtar that has a Dechzir Psuach, because Bezin will not know that they are in Messiah. Now we know that they are in Messiah, because the Messiah appeared for us. But maybe the Ishe will come to another Bezdin and she'll get obtained the Heta Bezdin to get married. She will not produce any Messiah. And even though Bezdin will not be Machshel anyone in any way, because she is a Kushen, but Elaz escaped. That's the Gemara. That's the price in Shmuel. Nayin leach leich chidiya bechaviri shulgazer. She will also be starved from me. But after P, she will be bearless. She will never be able to deal. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to act on the basis of an invalid raya, even though he's dead. So here too. So the gzeira is, the chosh is, if we allow a dimisira with a dimisira in Israel, with chair, with a chsime psuri, in the case where the Messiah appear in Bezdin, so maybe the Ishe or the Mikal Matone will produce the Shtar in another Bezdin, and she will not she or he will not produce the Messiah, and then Bezdin will not know that they are claiming they are going, and then Bezdin will give up a heter, or Bezdin will be mixing moment, even though it is the MS, but the Laz is came. That's the reason for Mizuyah B'Deich, according to Taisi, it's not that. Then Rashi, so we notice this here in Rashi. On one hand, Rashi says, that test on the base, the fourth one, Vahayu Suyam Drabona, Zeyre, Dilmosan Yismechalai, Vulay Yisira. So it's like Taisi, it's not that. Then Rashi says, that few don't know that. He given a shim is walking when the Kamish does a letter call. Mudrabon the pastor. The Ume, or some Mismahasumi, or Mason with Nayer. Umason with Nayer. So he mentions another reason. So he said, no, there is no Sikash still. Because there is a machlekes between Tanekame and Reb Shimon in regard to the case of Shimon's Meroki. So Tanekame passes even in the case of Shimon's Meroki. Reb Shimon doesn't pass in the case of Shimon's Meroki. But in the case of Shimon's Meroki, even Reb Shimon passes. So we have to understand what is it? What's the machlekes? Now, so Tanekame says, Tanakhama says that even by Shimon's Mivoki, we are Geza. And Rav Shimon says, by Shimon's Mivoki, we are not Geza, because everybody knows they are good. So what's the real Mahalik? So, according to Rashi, there are two separate timing for the Psalm of Mizrahim. One time is the time that Jesus mentioned that Dalat. That is the Chashash, the Xavier, the Chashash. Maybe the word, the Tevis Ashtar, will produce the Shtar with the person in the Chsime, and will not produce the Nisir and Bezdin. And Bezdin will not know that the Chsime are possible. How will they know? I mean that they are claiming. How will they know that they are going? So the male and Bezdin will act on it, and that's an Issa Gomo. A Laz escape. You cannot act on the basis of the testimony that Al-Qadim is possible, even though they attempt to be honest. So that's one. The other. So, but that time is only shy if you change it.